I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News. Colorado will soon be home to a test facility for an experimental new high-speed transportation system. As 91.5 KRCC's Jake Brunell reports, the company Arrivo has announced plans to build a test track in the Denver metro area.
Arrivo was created by a co-founder of Hyperloop, and like that company, its system uses magnetic levitation to move passengers at high speeds. But where Hyperloop aims to connect multiple cities, Arrivo is focused on shortening commutes within a given metro region. In conjunction with the Colorado Department of Transportation, the company chose Denver as the site of a new test track, which will run adjacent to the E-470 Airport Toll Road. Arrivo co-founder Brogan Bam Brogan says the company will also conduct a feasibility study, looking at building an Arrivo network within the city. If all goes as planned, he says he expects the first commercial route to be completed by 2021, and a metro-wide system could be ready a few years later. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Jake Brownell.
Three students are suspected of putting together a hit list targeting students and staff at a school in a rural Colorado town. Juveniles were taken into custody Monday for the alleged threats involving a school in Swink, a town of about 700 people located 100 miles southeast of Colorado Springs along Highway 50. Otero County Sheriff's Office said they got a tip from a student about the list and the juveniles were arrested within about 4 hours. The Sheriff's Office also says the juveniles appeared in court yesterday, but the hearing was delayed until December 5th to allow them to get lawyers. I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News.